QMFM Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10. Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you. after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine.
We are getting to a point in society where if this has not happened to you, you have definitely seen a parking lot altercation. But there was a parking lot altercation at the Costco in Richmond that is shocking people because it was two older women fighting. That is actual audio of the fisticuffs.
Love that.
They were older, and it was clearly a dispute over a parking spot. Somebody nabbed a spot, and the other person thought the spot was theirs, something along those lines. You can see in the video that there are people that don't quite know what to do. There's, like, the walking in to try to intervene, and then the, like, yelling, hey, stop it, and then... So then Costco security comes out and says, we're calling the police. And anyway, both women have decided not to press charges. And that's where we're at.
Okay. I think I was so distracted by the sounds. So they hit each other?
One ended up on the ground. I mean, they didn't hit each other well. They weren't good fighters.
No, of course.
It was kind of like watching Robert De Niro fight in The Irishman. It was a little awkward to watch.
Got it. Or I think of like Justin Timberlake and Adam Sandberg, born
Andy Sandberg. Andy Sandberg.
You know, like this.
I mean, neither one of them is a good fighter. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a good fighter.
But
I don't
they
know.
Hit each other.
But they were. That's how heated it was. That's how somebody they got in each other's faces, and somebody went and like did the first shove or push or whatever, and then they were hitting each other, which is not funny. But also, it's so strange.
The way tempers flare in parking lots, and look, it's always been, the parking lot has always been a contentious place.
Yeah.
But just because I think the temperature on everything is just cranked right up,
mm-hmm.
that the place that was already a hot spot for confrontation, and when you just, back in the day where you just used to, you know, middle finger the person who made you angry, now that's going next level.
Yeah. But haven't you guys had situations that you didn't escalate, but that could have escalated in a parking lot if you chose to escalate?
I'm more curious about your situation than trying to think of something, because I don't remember something that was like dangerously close to escalating.
Well,
I've been angry at somebody,
sure.
but I can't think of a situation where, you know, there was the potential for fisticuffs.
I had a man, like, this was during Christmas time in a mall parking lot, and, you know, you go to Circle, and you're looking for the spot, and it's so busy, and a guy jumps out of his car, they passed it, and he ran back and stood in it as I was pulling in. Now, of course, I'm not going to get out and fight him. Do I want to? Yes. Did I? No. Did I nudge him with my car? No. I didn't do any of the things that, like, you know, but I had to, so I had to back up. But it was a full on, like, I said something, he said something. It was this back and forth, and he was not budging because he knew that I wasn't going to do anything.
It wasn't my husband, Steve, was it?
No, I know, Steve.
Because I often get him to get out.
Oh! You can't!
Why not? Why not? You think that's worse than like ripping around the parking lot full speed, possibly cutting people off, possibly bumping into people?
That's a lot of conjecture. I might have just been driving normally to try to get the spot and he missed it.
But even for him, like that car, if they were going to like bump you out or like cut you off, or I just feel like it's tidier.
to make your husband go see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you can't do it.
I do feel like in a high number of situations where it is somebody physically standing in a spot, it's because their wife has made them do it.
Thank you.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris or Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one in line too. I'm fine, baby. How are you? Not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. Stepped outside when everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome. I'm coming back home.
Today's the day, actually, isn't it?
Are you going to stand up?
We're going.
Sweat it out for that payout.
Come on, everybody. Oh.
Nat and Drew's
Beat the Bank.
So one more.
$1,000.
Wow, that paid off.
That's $1,000 that I didn't have 5 minutes ago.
Weekday mornings at 7:05, 8:05, and bonus play at 4:05.
Easiest money I've ever made.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Everybody should play.
Brought to you by King of Floors. Weekday mornings on Move 103.5.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
3-2-1-0. The final seconds of the game separate true fans from the rest. The fans that are there for every victory, defeat, agony, and ecstasy. And when the buzzer sounds, you deserve a Coke Zero Sugar. The one with irresistible taste and zero sugar. Win or lose, Coke Zero Sugar is the most refreshing way to end the game. Coke Zero Sugar. Best Coke ever. Learn more at Coca-Cola.ca.
I'm deep in the forest, the natural habitat of the 2024 GMC Sierra 1500. Oh, there's one now. See how well adapted it is to its environment? A high-strength steel bed, 12 tie-downs, available multi-pro tailgate, and oh yeah, best-in-class standard engine torque.
Wherever you're headed, get up to $11,500 cash purchase credit on select 2024 Sierra 1500 models. Conditions apply. Details at gmcoffers.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Denied long-term disability? If the insurance company invites you to appeal, remember, the truth is that appeals can often trap you and run out the clock on your rights. There is a much more powerful option to get the compensation you deserve. Go to disabilityrights.ca and get disability lawyer Savannah Markin in your corner. Discover what the insurance companies don't want you to know and how Savannah can force them to pay what you are owed. disabilityrights.ca.
Hurry, it's the last week of No Frills Deals for Days event. Shop amazing deals like no-name evaporated milk at only $1 each until October 30th. No Frills, won't be beat. See flyer for details.
Ready to shop the Sephora Savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum.
Your turn.
Okay.
Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora Savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIB and Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Your roof is leaking. It's your lucky day. Over a quarter of a million Canadians would give anything to be so lucky. But a crisis in affordable housing prevents that. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Follow the savings at Brown Brothers Ford with a 2024 Mustang Mach-E. For a limited time, take advantage of our biggest rebate of $10,000, including federal rebate on all 2024 Mach-E models. $10,000 in savings on the all-electric, high-performance Mustang Mach-E. Hurry into Brown Brothers Ford, where fall savings have never been this electrifying. Learn more at brownbrosford.com.
Exciting news! It's the grand opening of Quesada Burritos and Tacos in Vancouver, and you're invited to the fiesta. Celebrate to the max and enjoy free burritos from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on October 25th and 26th. 703 Southeast Marine Drive in Vancouver.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode, Monday at 8 on CTV.
We're all about the variety.
All the variety you need.
Move 103.5.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of
I'm not afraid to
come and go. You come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of life, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of life, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go.
Open the vault. Avoid the alarm. Keep the cash. Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank on Move 103.5. Big money three times a day. 705, 805, and 405.
Move 103.5.
Old scars feel like they are healing. When I am in your atmosphere. All my senses, I can feel them. Suddenly everything so clear. Where there was shadow, now there's light. All that was wrong has turned to right. You are so beautiful inside tonight. I got a good feeling about you. Just show.
I'm not exactly sure when it happened, but it seems these days that parking lots of malls and places like Costco are really just the Thunderdome. There are just things that happen there, and it can be scary, and you've got to be on guard. I mean, just look at the case that just happened. Two women, older women in Richmond at the Costco parking lot fighting each other over a spot. Now, the fighting wasn't great. But they were pushing and shoving, and literally people were unsure what to do, trying to intervene. Security came out. Both women have declined to press charges. But we did get a message from somebody at 103.5.35 saying there's actually more to the story. So the video that's really gone viral is the actual fight. But apparently there is also another video that shows the lead up to the fight. And
of course there is.
The lead up to the fight is where one of the ladies was standing in the parking spot, apparently holding it while the other vehicle is trying to get into that spot. And it was a standoff for several minutes. And then the fighting started.
Did you watch the video?
I haven't seen that first part.
So I wonder who's like, did the person in the car, do you think, get out and then, like, punch the person who was standing in the spot?
Well, if you're just joining us right now, we talked about how sometimes Erin has been known to make her husband go stand in a spot.
This time it would have been a woman standing.
This would have been a woman standing in the spot.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever stand in the spot, Erin?
I refuse. Are
you? Is it because you feel like Steve's got a better set of skills?
I also.
In case he's ever in this kind of confrontation with somebody.
Yes, because he's calm.
Okay. He's also a giant. He's
That's
6'7".
He's a calm giant. I just feel like. My guess is that I just feel like standing in the spot is more passive than ramming someone with your car.
Well, it's still very aggressive just standing there in the middle of a spot, like as a human. A human doesn't need a spot.
Yeah.
A car needs a spot.
Okay. Yeah.
That's very aggressive. Okay. A normal thing to do is just drive around the lot and then find an open spot and park there.
Or ram.
Nobody's saying ramming.
Stop with the ramming.
I mean, I've thought of it, but I've never done it. Somebody sent us a text here at 103.5 through 5. One of the most stressful parking lot situations ever is Seattle Premium Outlets on a Black Friday.
Oh.
And you're saying that you had a situation where someone boxed you in. They were trying to get the spot. We ended up just leaving the car there, parked, and went back into the mall. Because they could, you know what, well, screw you, I'm back in the mall. But that would also be scary, too, leaving your car there to somebody who's now angry, and are they going to do something?
Agreed.
They're going to key your car, they're going to do whatever. You get their license plate before you walk back defiantly back into
that's
the
right.
mall.
That's right. And you film them.
But that's the thing, right? I really do feel like, is this not a deterrent? Do people not realize that everything is filmed
now? Yeah, we have like a 10-episode Netflix series documenting what happened in the parking lot at Richmond Costco. Now.
And I am fully invested.
Just pulling together all the phone footage. Naomi, you didn't have a story, but you had something else for us. What was that?
I just have a little, less than 10-second little ditty I just made up about the parking lot. So it goes like this. The parking lot, the parking lot. There's always going to be another parking spot. So forgive and turn around. There's another spot to be found.
Aww. Well, that's great.
Hey, look at you go. We have our own jingle singer now.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Just for you.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
this is Lady Gaga.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
The best new music. Die with a smile.
On Move Radio.
I just woke up from a dream. You and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means. But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
Okay, a scenario for you guys. Do you think that a trip to see Taylor Swift could have some strings attached? A woman is looking for some advice because she's straight, her male friend is straight, and she is single. She is not interested in dating. She's divorced. She's like, I'm 54. I don't want to date anymore. I'm just not interested. And she's got this guy friend who's younger than her. He's 38, and they have been really good friends for a very long time. And she says he knows exactly how she feels about dating. Anyway, he has some money, and he has surprised her with a trip to see Taylor Swift. She doesn't say where she's going to see it, but it involves traveling. So it's Taylor Swift tickets and it's a travel. So it's an Airbnb, not the same room, but they would be staying at the Airbnb. Her conundrum is, does she have to spell it out for him again that she's, listen, this is very platonic. As long as you're cool with it being very platonic, then I'm interested in going. Or should she just trust that he's a grown man and he knows that she's already been clear in the past and this is just a friendship thing? Does a Taylor Swift tickets come with maybe some hope? Not an expectation than anything, but some hope that maybe she'll change your mind.
I would like to think that his offer is just one out of friendship, but I don't think it hurts to kind of have the conversation and just establish that, you know, what your interest or what you're not interested in even one more time. I think things get tricky when you just hope that people remember things that have been said in the past. And I wish that she could just go on this trip and it could just be a thing of friendship. But I also understand why there is concern. And I understand where that comes from. And it certainly does not hurt to have that conversation with somebody that you think is a true friend that you've been friends with for, but by this, despite the age difference, feels like they've been friends for a long time.
It seems like a few years anyway, according to what she writes. Aaron, you're making a face.
Well, no, it's complex.
Yeah.
It is. Because, I think she has to say no thank you. I really do.
So she's a huge Swiftie, but she's got to say no thank you to the trip.
I think so. Like, I think if somebody that I was really good friends with that was the opposite sex and we were both straight and I was supposed to go away on a weekend and see Taylor Swift and stay in a hotel, to me that just feels, and I'm sorry, I hate to be cynical and maybe old-fashioned and stupid, but I just feel like, I feel like there are strings attached there.
It's a very generous gift to give a friend.
Yes.
Even if they have that money, it would feel like a weird, like, obligation almost. That's almost too much of a gift to accept. Do you know what I don't know. I would feel weird accepting a gift that was that much money.
But I do know of situations where it's happened. Actually, a friend of mine just treated his best friend to a trip to Europe. The two of them went together. Actually, a few other guys were on the trip too, but it was a gift. And so I do know of those kinds of gifts happening. It's a certain way and it's, based on friendship.
But same sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
And both straight?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it's different.
See, it's even funny though. Like, I just feel that if any friend giving me something that was that much, then I would feel like, well, now I have to go buy you something.
Yes.
Some jewels or something to reciprocate what you just gave me.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I find it really, because there's so much I feel like we don't really know that it is really interesting. So, like, what do you think? Can you accept this gift from a friend? No strings attached, apparently. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
3, 2, 1, 0. The final seconds of the game separate true fans from the rest. The fans that are there for every victory, defeat, agony, and ecstasy. And when the buzzer sounds, you deserve a Coke Zero Sugar. The one with irresistible taste and zero sugar. Win or lose, Coke Zero Sugar is the most refreshing way to end the game. Coke Zero Sugar. Best Coke ever. Learn more at Coca-Cola.ca.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Toys R Us Canada celebrates our 2024 top toy list with weekend deals you've got to get. October 25th to 28th, save up to 50% on select top toys. Get your game on with 50% off all Hasbro games and many more in-store only. Check weekly top toy deals at toysrus.ca.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
I am proud of my promotion.
Needs more shoes.
I earned it.
And business suits.
It is a big deal for our family.
Renovators.
I like the people I'll be working with.
Restaurants.
I still need a lot before I get started.
Carly's, hair salon, and luggage.
I know our kids are so proud of me.
Jewelry engraver.
It was my idea to put our company on the radio.
Promotion deserved. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Okay, family, huddle up. White Spot is giving away the ultimate Grey Cup Festival experience in Vancouver.
Ooh.
4 tickets to the Grey Cup game on November 17th.
Yay!
Yeah, a 3-night stay in downtown Vancouver, a $250 White Spot gift card, a gas card, and more. Okay, kids, get into formation. Mom, get us online for the touchdown. Enter us to win at whitespot.ca. And
break!
Ready, set, win with White Spot, official partner of the 2024 Grey Cup Festival. We'll see you soon.
That was some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Hey there, it's your friends from Toyota. We see you eyeing that Tundra. Already picturing yourself hauling so much firewood that your chainsaw's hiding behind the shed. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax TRD Off-Road from $159 weekly for 64 months at 4.39% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Pacific Toyota dealer today.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Move 103.5.
Back to that music.
Yeah. The most music in Vancouver.
You're not alone. Together we stand. I'll be by your side. You know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go, you know I won't give in. No, I won't give in. Keep holding on, 'cause you know we'll make it through, we'll make it through. Just stay strong, 'cause you know I'm here for you, I'm here. doors closed and it comes to an end. With you by my side, I will fight and defend. I'll fight and defend. Yeah, yeah. Keep holding on. Cause you know we'll make it through, we'll make it through. Just stay strong. Cause you know I'm here.
Say things you don't. did you cry? But then remembered I.
FM Vancouver, an iHeart radio station, home of the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Turn up the awesome music. I'm listening to it all day long.
Move 103.5.